Another great edition of Sports Club, this one entitled Simplify. I'm your host, Jeremy the Impact. You're coming to you from the home studio. We've done a couple shows here before in the past, but given the interesting, adventurous times that we are in, we're going to do a handful more shows from here just to stay safe, you know. Whether a lot of you know what my day gig is, I refer to my day gig a lot. Sometimes it does take up extra time during the day delaying these shows. Day gig is, I am part of the trucking industry on the parts side of things. The company that I am with, we make sure that the parts are getting to these big trucks so that they can keep putting things on the shelf and keep putting gas in the tanks and things like that. So not only does the government deem us essential, but it allows me to get out of the house and to interact with people in a safe manner each and every day. And for that, I am very, very fortunate because I love helping people, and I really do feel that accomplishment because – you know, without the right parts, you can't fix the trucks. The trucks are broken down. They can't deliver the things they need to deliver. And it's not just groceries and gas. It's sometimes you need rock. You need asphalt. You need things that are going to improve the conditions. But, that's what my day gig involves, the trucking industry. My wife is on the medical side of things. With she works at the pharmacy. So it's cool knowing that we're essential, but it's also dangerous and really makes you think, and you really got to be careful when you're on the lines that we're on. But I'm not saying this get your pity vote or anything like that. But a lot of people have asked, so I decided to I'm going to tell you. Plus, we're at the home studio, like I said. Just a handful of normal sports things going on that I do want to get into a little bit. Later today, we are going to also record Strong Style. It's got a WrestleMania preview on it. That is our new wrestling-based show. We'll get into that later on today. But for now, let's talk some sports. I want to start with NASCAR. This iRacing series, man, it makes me, if I had better technology out where we're at, I would get one of these home rigs like some of these race car drivers have, and this iRacing series looks fantastic. Over the weekend, we had the Texas Motor Speedway race. Texas Motor Speedway continued to do what they always do. Every 15 laps, they were giving away prizes on Twitter. Congratulations to all those people who participated and won those. Your commentators were Mike Joy and Jeff Gordon. I think they do a fantastic job. You know, they kept calling in on Jimmy Johnson, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Clint Bowyer, who is apparently at the same place. I think the NBC studios where they are, where they film Mike Joy and Jeff Gordon doing the commentary. I believe he's in like another room down the hall or something. It's really crazy, but it's really cool. They ran a 125-lap race. At one point, Daniel Suarez was black flagged for trying to wreck Ty Dillon with about 10 laps to go. He, about the time that it happened, he said he had to leave the room for a second, and he claimed that his dog started trying to drive a little bit, and that's what happened with that. He said he was not purposely trying to do that to anybody. But I just thought that's kind of funny to get black flagged during a race like that. But, hey, it can happen. They went to overtime because of the cautions towards the end. Yes, they do that, just like NASCAR. And Timmy Hill was the one who got the victory there. He's a fantastic guy. He runs a lot of the trucks and the other series. He talked about the struggles of trying to stay full-time NASCAR, you know, just with the sponsorships and the money and the opportunities. And I thought it was really great that he was able to highlight that, because that is something people, you know, they're like, hey, we want to support the little guy, but, you know, you're not buying their merch. You're not doing that kind of stuff there. Well, one way to support them is to support the I-Series and NASCAR and things like that, where people like Timmy Hill maybe can try to run a full series, a full season, you know? But they do have a race coming up this weekend. It is Bristol, I believe. Yeah. It's going to be at 1 o'clock on either Fox or FS1, depending on what your local affiliate and such is. But, I'm going to be watching. I hope you guys are watching, too. The NASCAR series is very cool. Very, very, very cool. And especially at Bristol, man, that little bitty track, they are going to be wrecking a lot. But I know I've told NASCAR people about it. It's been a little hit or miss, more hit than miss. A lot of NASCAR fans enjoy it because it is racing and it's fun. Some people it's hard to get into because it is technically not really a video game, but it's to a point, you know. But, you know, NASCAR found a way to keep going, or at least to help with the distraction. Because there is a meeting, let me find my list of all the people in this meeting, that happened around 12. I don't know if said meeting is still going, but the president, that would be President Trump, no matter how you feel about him, he held a meeting around 12 with all the commissioners and heads of all the major sports groups outside of the NCAA. For some reason, the NCAA was not part of this meeting. But you had Adam Silver from the NBA. You had Kathy Engelbert from the WNBA. You had Rob Manfred, that's Major League Baseball. NFL's Roger Goodell. The NHL's Gary Bettman. PGA Tour's Jay Monahan. Dana White from the UFC. WWE's Vince McMahon, NASCAR's John Middlebrook or Jim France, one of the two were going to be on the call, and MLS's Don Garber. You got to think that President Trump is trying to figure out a safe way to help these governing bodies decide what to do about their seasons. If you're the NBA or the NHL, are you able to finish your season this year in a timely manner to not interfere too much with next year? Do you want to finish? You also look at playoffs, titles, things like that. You know, because by now they've spoken to probably all the teams, all the people involved. If you are people like the WWE, who has continued to hold events just in their training center without fans, very limited people involved. UFC, who is currently still trying to find a location for UFC 249. You know, I still stand by the statement that I believe, I'll put this out on Twitter and see what people think too. I believe Dana White is a mix between Vince McMahon and Mark Cuban. A forward presser, a not going to give up, going to push this as much as possible. He understands how important this is. He's not doing it just for the business reasons. And he ain't gonna lie either. Yeah, the money has a lot to do with it, but it's not like we have to have the money. No, he knows that these fights need to happen. These events need to happen, even if they're in arenas with nobody there. They did that in Brazil. That seemed to work there. If you're MLS, You just started your season. Are you going to baseball? You were just about to start your season. How much are you going to play a limited schedule now? Are you going to still try to fit in all the games along with the other tournaments and other things going on? There's a lot of things to really unpack and go over. And so that's just my guess, but that would be probably what he is going to discuss with them about what is the plan going forward. Because based off the information he knows, he can probably look at a timetable and say it might be 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, it might be 2 months. In that time frame, where does that put you and your schedules and your governing body and your teams? And so we'll just have to wait till later today when somebody reports on this to know what that meeting was all about, what they discussed, and what they do going forward. But that happened earlier today. I heard that particular bit of news, wanted to share that with you guys. I think this thing, I've been watching things like cornhole and other things, and not just gonna miss sports. No, I enjoy cornhole. It's something I would like to get better at. I'm sure a lot of you are better than me. And I know that because when I go cover these events and you guys are playing out in the tailgate areas and I have stopped by various ones, I very rarely do very well. You guys are definitely a lot better than me, which is totally cool. I have no problem with that. But there was an event with the ACL, which I believe is the American Cornhole League or something like that. It was a cornhole tournament. And it featured the Jets' Sam Darnold and the Giants' Daniel Jones. I think this was back from January, if I remember correctly. They were paired up with a pro, and then they were in one bracket, and then there was another bracket where two teams, amateur teams, qualified in. And so it ended up being one of the pro player and the NFL player teams versus them. But before I even get into that part, the thing that I learned, Daniel Jones very much could be a member of the Manning family. He acts a lot like Eli, just, as previously discussed. He seemed to get into it a little bit. Him and Sam Darnold were talking a little bit of trash to each other. They understood what was going on. But Sam Darnold, man, Sam Darnold reminds me of Matt Stafford, like first team all bro. First team all bro. Sure, he's highly talented, but he had a big smile on his face. He was talking crap. He was taking, people were saying things to him too, and then he was laughing and carrying on with them. And overall, he was just really enjoying it. He strikes me a lot like Matt Stafford in that he would be a cool guy to just hang out, maybe have a few brews and play some cornhole or, hit up the hit up the darts at the bar or stuff like that, But Sam Darnold was paired with Matthew Sorrells, and they were able to win the event. For one, Matthew Sorrells is fantastic. He is exceptional. I've seen him play in some other tournaments that they have showed on TV in the past couple of years. And yeah, he's definitely one of the best shot makers in the ACL. On top of Sam Darnold ain't much of a slouch. He made some key throws late in the game that really helped ice the other team out. But and like we got golf on right now while we're doing this here in the home studio. Producers don't seem to mind. The producers, of course, being my two cats that are in the room right now. I got a third one. She's outside though. But they seem to kind of enjoy some of the stuff we watch. Let's see, what else we want to get into? Oh, ESPN has moved up the Michael Jordan documentary. It will be 20 hours total. It is 10 episodes of 2 hours each. And they are moving it up to, I believe, mid-April. It's supposed to be out late this year or something like that. But I guess with not much else to do, they got in there and edited it and made it all ready to go. But it's not just that there's going to be 20 hours of talking about Michael Jordan, and I think he's on it, and other people. They interviewed probably Shaq or Charles Barkley and some other people, Bird, Magic, those guys that played versus him and with him and the various. I'm sure Scottie Pippen's on there, Steve Kerr, just the various key players in in that. A lot, probably James Worthy from North Carolina. But the thing that was brought up when I heard other people discussing this, it reminded me of something, because it's probably going to be a really cool documentary and really dig into some things. But this is going to expose a whole new generation or two to how great Michael Jordan really was. Because depending on your age or where you grew up, you might think, oh, he's that guy that played with the Wizards. Oh, he's that guy that owned the Wizards. Oh, he's that guy that owns the Hornets. Oh, he's that guy from Space Jam. Oh, he's that. A lot of the younger generations may not have seen Michael Jordan play. Because a lot of people go, well, LeBron's going to score more points, or, well, this guy had more steals, or John Stockton was great at assists. But sure, they were. And they were all great players, too. But there was a thing about Michael Jordan, the way he played, that you can't, it's almost you can't quantify. You have to see it. The way he would take over a game, the way he would handle himself, different things like that, that when this generation sees all the people talk about him and they'll go back and show some of the play and some of the things like that, I think that's going to really help everybody determine who Michael Jordan was on the court. And if he was seriously one of the best, if not the best. It just, we could debate it all day long, but he's got to be up there at the top of almost everybody's list. But they're going to move up that documentary. It's going to be good. More people, like I said, will get to see. And now you guys will know what we talk about when other people talk about him so much. Because a lot of people are just like, oh, I didn't see it. There's a generation that doesn't know how good Tiger Woods was. The only reason they know he was really good is they know they find out he won all the tournaments and they hear everybody talk about him. But if you haven't seen him play like that, you're just like, okay, he's just some guy. There's people before my time that I had to go back and watch to say, okay, well, what made this guy so great? What made this girl so great? What made this team so great? You go back and watch and you go, okay, now I get it. But that documentary is going to be out. That's going to be a lot of fun. What else I want to get into? God, there's a lot I can get into. There really is. Of course, there is a lawsuit going on with the U.S. women's national team where, for some baffling, idiotic reason, the governing body that is going against them in this lawsuit actually used as one of their arguments the following. The reason why the men are paid more, I'm paraphrasing, the reason why the men were paid more than the women is because the women are inferior and not as good and technically sound as the men. I kid you not. I kid you not. That was one of their points. Yeah, that went over like a fart in church. It really did. I know even you guys that are missing church right now, hey, we all are. But yeah, that went over like a fart in church. They're not only going to win this, the women are not only going to win this lawsuit, which will give them back pay and some other things like that. But this is just dumb. This is just dumb. If the women, especially in this case, if the women are pulling their end of the rope, they deserve to be paid equally. And it's not just equally, treated equally. That's the way it should be. If you are capable of your position, and you are holding up your end of the bargain of the position you are in, no matter what business you're in, no matter what, if you are a lead griller at McDonald's, if they pay you to be the lead griller and you're the lead griller, you deserve lead griller money. I don't care if you're man, woman, child, space alien, cat. If you're morph from work, it doesn't matter. That's the way I've always felt. Maybe I was just raised that way. I don't know. But yeah, that's we'll hear more about that lawsuit as it kind of goes on. It's kind of up in the air right now because most of the lawyers involved are, well, kind of staying at home and not working as much. Kind of hard to get courtroom stuff done when you're not in the courtroom. The EPL, the English Premier League, is looking at, they've got to try to, they really have till July 12th to really get some stuff going. Because by the 16th is when some TV money related things come in, And if they can't get their season finished by July 12th, or they're looking at finishing by the 12th, I think. And if they can't do it by the 16th, there are some TV money that might get returned to those TV stations. I know a lot of teams or a lot of players have been asked to give up 25% of their pay or certain percentages based off what leagues are in. For a lot of them, that's not a problem. For the last few people on a roster, that may be a little bit of a problem. Maybe a little bit of a problem. But that's something that they are looking at. The EPL is looking at that particular kerfuffle. And we'll see what they try to do. I think they're not that far from being able to finish their season. They're going to have to move up some stuff here and there. But I think if they can get started back within the next month, I think they'll be real close, if not on par with that. I'm going to also put out, I thought about this earlier, and I'm going to give you my answer already. I know I try not to do that sometimes, but just want to kind of give you the flow here. What is a more bold move? What is the more bold move? Is it WWE still holding WrestleMania, even though they're doing it as a two-night event? That you can get various ways. It's at the Performance Center with limited people there, no crowd. Is it the UFC trying to push forward with UFC 249? Or is it the NFL still not planning, still holding the draft on the 23rd through 25th of April? I'll be honest, they're kind of equal. At one point, I was going to say it was WrestleMania. Then I said, well, no. You know, it's good to have that distraction. It's good that, because you're going to have all the lead-ups to it. There's so many WWE-related content that will lead up to it. I was going to say UFC at one point, because you're like, well, I mean, they could take a hiatus. No, no, no. Once again, we need the distraction. Once again, when we see these things, we feel like it's a little bit on the normal side. Who are we to tell Dana White or Vince McMahon or Roger Goodell or whoever that they shouldn't do something? If they feel that it's safe and deem it safe to do so, and they can get everybody to agree to it and are willing to participate, you know, these fights need to happen, because you can't just move these fights to different cards coming up. Those cards are already booked, and these need to happen now because they affect things in the future. I was going to say it's the NFL draft, but need to hold the draft, need to keep things normal, need to make sure that these kids coming out of college know where they're going when things return to normal. It's interesting. I'm not going to say essential. All three are somewhat needed. I would say which one is the more bold? I got to say the NFL draft. It's real close. I mean, it's, you know, 40%, I would say there is how I'd lean, with the other two, 30 and 30. And I say the NFL draft because Roger Goodell come out and basically, you know, pounded his fist on the table, said the draft is still going on as scheduled. We will figure out how we will do that, whether you're at a brewery like the Saints will be at that is owned by the Benson family, whether you communicate from your home, whatever it is, the draft is still going to go. And the bold part of it to me is that he said it's going to happen. It's still going to be on schedule. We'll figure out the logistics of it. And I don't want to hear – basically he said, I don't want to hear any more lip about it. Don't publicly tell people how much you do or don't like it. Or basically that you don't like it. Stop downplaying it, because the media was blowing up the fact that nobody was really on board with it and Goodell was doing it anyway. And that's not necessarily the case. It was just a couple people that were talking to the media and the media blew it up. Shocker, right? Right. What else we got? The NCAA did do an interesting thing. They extended an extra year of eligibility for spring athletes. They did not do it for winter athletes. Winter sports athletes. They haven't really got into summer or anything yet, but, you know, it's a step in the right direction. The NCAA, on that particular day, did put the kids first, did put the student athletes first. So we'll see what they do going forward, but that is what we are looking at. In La Liga news, Ronaldo and the rest of his Juventus brethren are going to forego their salaries and donate it to fight the COVID-19, the coronavirus stuff. So they're basically gonna, if they do start playing again, they're going to basically play for free for the rest of the year. I guess that's a good step. Those that can give, whether it's time, whether it's effort, whether it's money, I encourage you to do so because there's always something out there you can do to help fight this. Maybe it's stay home. Maybe it's donate. Maybe it's deliver supplies to people who need them. There's various things you can do. Everybody can do something. Yeah, I know the NBA Hall of Fame is cool. I saw Kobe and KG and I think Tamika Holdsclaw and a couple others. We'll get into that maybe more next week. But the Boxing Hall of Fame is going to put in Bernard Hopkins and Sugar Shane Mosley. Absolutely. I didn't follow boxing so much during their heyday. Always appreciated boxing and its place in the sports world and the Olympics. And these are two guys that I've seen them fight before. And yes, I would say they not only had Hall of Fame careers, they were some of the best during their era. So congratulations to Bernard Hopkins and Sugar Shane Mosley on that. And the last La Liga thing I want to put in, the last thing we're going to really talk about today is they held a festival that raised $740,000 for virus aid and various things over there. La Liga is over in Europe, right there in some of the near the hotbeds of some of the things that are happening. But three quarters of a million going to help the aid and other things like that. That is super that they are doing that. And as the theme of the show has been, simplify. We've all simplified our lives. We simplify ways we do things. You get back to basics. Sometimes we overcomplicate things by stacking too much on it, but in this case, we need to simplify. NASCAR is simplified by doing iRacing. The NFL is simplifying the draft by going, hey, we'll figure out logistics, but we're still doing it. Whether it's pro wrestling, whether it, because the only pro wrestling group that I know that is not holding events at the moment is Ring of Honor and New Japan Pro Wrestling. I have not checked on the two Mexican organizations of CMLL or AAA, but I know New Japan suspended all their events, and Ring of Honor has been doing tribute shows that have been spectacular. But we will talk about those on Strong Style a little later today. Just simplify, folks. That's all we're asking. Just simplify. Be safe. Be careful. If you need to go out, go out. Otherwise, stay in. Take care of yourself. That's going to do it for us. Thanks for tuning in to another great edition of Sports Club. This one called Simplify. For all the great people here at the home studio, all the people here at Impact Media, and all the people around the world. We'll see you guys next week to talk more sports. Jeremy the Impact York. Deuce, deuce.
I'm shaking the city like quakes. My haters blowing the face like guns up.